Hockey talk. Hockey talk. Hockey talk.
In the movies, they always go out and find a kid who's really good to join the team.
Hey, that's right. We need a ringer.
We need a Canadian.
We've seen Fourier on skates before, so all of the talk is nonsense.
They're dinosaurs. They know how to, like, survive.
I got to shout out Razor. That donut's for him.
Don't worry. I got Bruins plate. People get out of our way.
Au revoir. Have a good game.
All right, the Bruins were losers over at the Garden last night in Game 5. Another one that makes us scratch our head. We're into the final hour today of Gresh and Fourier. And before we bring on Andrew Razor Raycroft, how about this quote from Jim Montgomery moments ago? Quote, "I'm still pissed off from last night. To be honest, I don't understand and I don't accept our play. So I'm going to be pissed off until the puck drops tomorrow night." Right now, our guy Andrew Raycroft is with Gresh and Fourier, and maybe almost an understatement there from Jim Montgomery, right, Razor?
That's a good quote. That's exactly what, as a fan, I would want to hear from my coach, because there's a lot of different ways to describe last night's game, and none of them are positive. It's a head-scratcher, like you said. Head-scratcher's as good as any, because crazy. I talked to a guy today, and he mentioned the 2019 Game 7. Like, of course they're going to be up. Of course this game is going to be great. They're going to be ready to go. And that's what last night was. It was like a laying of an egg, like 2019 Game 7. It was just bizarre.
So I guess the big question, I know you've talked about this, other people have talked about it, the line changes. Why do you think he made the changes? And do you think it was a mistake?
Well, it was a mistake because they lost, right? You know, this is what we've talked about when it's related to the goaltenders, especially. If you make a decision and you lose, then you change rosters after a win and you lose, then they're wrong. It was just interesting. Again, I know I've said this to you guys a bunch of times, and you can relate to it with other sports, is that when you win, I don't think rosters, I don't think people, I don't think personnel should change unless there's an injury or unless it's something very, very, very obvious. And I'm just a big win, you stay in kind of guy. And I guess in hindsight now, for sure, they got a little cute moving guys around, and I would expect there'll be kind of go back to what things look like in Game 4. That would be my guess.
So, but why do you think he did it then? Like, what was the benefit? What was the perceived benefit before the game started?
Well, you have an opportunity to control. So let's start. Well, Grizz and Shattenkirk, that's the one change. So Grizzlick gets back into the lineup. Shattenkirk's -3 through the four games. Even though they're up 3-1, he's been on the ice for a few of the goals, especially in Game 4, and he's only been playing 10 minutes. So we want to get our defense more balanced minutes, and Grizz would do that. He played 19 minutes last night. So the guy who went in for, Kevin Shattenkirk, who played 10 minutes in Game 4, played 9 more minutes, played 100% more minutes in Game 5. And up front, Brazeau was great all the way up until his injury. It really showing a lot coming through this season. He's big. He's long. The Bruins are trying to get to the middle of the ice a little bit more, trying to get more point shots, trying to get more action in front of the Leafs' goal, despite being up 3-1. So Brazeau checks in that regard.
Andrew Razor Raycroft with Gresh and Fourier breaking down Game 5 of the Bruins-Toronto series. I know that there are some who scream that, hey, I don't miss Patrice Bergeron. Until you get dominated on the dot last night. And further kind of highlighting Johnny Beecher not being in the lineup, does Beecher have to play so you're not getting annihilated in the faceoff dot?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I think, the guy who's going up against Domi, win a draw, like buckle down. Again, if Max Domi isn't Patrice Bergeron, not even close. So I don't know if Johnny Beecher would have been on the ice for defensive zone faceoffs against that Domi line that consistently. And again, a lot of those plays were coming off icing, so you can't make a change. So you couldn't bring Beecher on because those plays are coming off icing. Those faceoffs are coming off icing. So I don't correlate that directly to what happened, especially in the first period, but Beecher has added and has a unique niche, and that's faceoffs, and he's good at that, and he certainly will or can be an option for Game 6.
So we're talking hockey, and we're talking to Razor because he's our hockey guy. I'm wondering where you think the player's mindset is and how much of how they're feeling is related to what happened last year. Is there any residual effect from what happened last year, you know, leading into this year going, uh-oh, here we go again? Is that a thing with this team, do you think? Maybe playing tight, timid?
Yeah, no, I think this group's done a pretty good job over the years of not being like that, not having that come back. But, of course, there's a little bit of human nature. We're never going to hear it, and I guarantee you no one's talking about it. But individually, when they put their head down last night on the pillow, when, you know, or looked at themselves in the mirror this morning, there might be a little bit of that. But I do think that every year provides something a little bit different. And if they are concerned about that, rather than just being, like Jim Montgomery said, pissed off about the way they played last night, really, that's what it should be. They should just be upset that they let one slip away, but they had a poor, terrible effort, and they can reclaim that tomorrow night.
All right, so my fine-feathered football friend here, Christian Fourier, foibles about that Big Lean is going to be in Game 6 tomorrow night. Your thoughts?
No. This series is now Swayman's. That's a good thing. He was very good last night. If not for him, it would never have gotten to overtime. Probably never would have gotten out of the first period. So no, this is Swayman's series now. Go finish it off. Finish it in Game 6. Score a few goals for the kid. Allow him to win, and then we reset. Which it could be a quick turnaround here for Series 2. It seems like it's going to be either way a quick turnaround, and maybe we see Linus out of the gates in the next round. But first things first, if the Bruins are playing a team with blue and white jerseys, Jeremy Swayman will be in that.
Well, I mean, it's not like you're batting 1,000 and I put a pizza on it. So if you want to like come in and actually, you know, join the show in person, you can partake in some of that pizza. If I lose, if I win, you're going to have to drop it off for me. Deal?
Oh, sure. Deal.
Okay,
yes,
good. Last question for me, which is actually more important.
Razor has learned to just placate you, and you'll probably forget.
There you go. Good.
He didn't write it on his hand, Razor, so no. You're okay.
More importantly, Razor, I can't tell you how many times I saw the whole Keno commercial with you and the boys last night. I guess my question, Razor, very important question. I don't know. You maybe didn't throw your weight around enough. I know who your agent is. Why didn't you have any speaking lines? Like, why didn't they let you say anything?
Why? Because I'm like Charlie Chaplin. I don't need – my emotions were on my
facial
face.
Facial expressions? Okay.
Just I did not need words to win whatever the Oscar is for Keno commercials, because that's what I'm going to win for that one. Last night was the first time I saw it as well, so my kids, I got a giggle out of that for sure.
All right, a couple of things. Number one.
Keno, folks. Hey. Go play Keno. Keep
you employed.
Keep
you
going.
Sure.
Normally you just get a check for the commercial and nothing afterwards. So it could tank after that. You've already gotten the, the check's already cleared. Well, a couple of things. It is interesting in that commercial. That is, it was brought up to me. They pointed out Bruins legends, and it was one guy traded for another. So That was interesting. And do you have 5 go-to Keno numbers that people could ride the Razor train if they're sitting in the back of a Cumbie's or a bodega, or they're just out and about and they're going to
local
pop
store.
In whenever they buy their whenever they go they go buy their bottle of Thunderbird this afternoon or whatever, they can throw in some Keno numbers.
Yeah, Wild Turkey. The bottle of Wild Turkey you see on the side of the road.
Yep.
I've got 24, 29, 30, 33, and 1.
Oh, I love it. He really had some numbers.
There's
got to
be high school jersey numbers, somebody's birthday, right? I mean, there's a connection to those numbers, right?
Of course, yeah. Everyone has connections to numbers in certain ways. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, and when you're doing the Keno thing, I always like to go with five. It's a nice landing spot. Because if you ever played Keno, you got to go by however many numbers you put in and all that kind of stuff. And then it's how many games do you want to play, how much per game, all of that. You know, if you're really going to sit in the back of the, if you're going to wait for the, you know, the, like in Seinfeld, if you're going to wait for the cockfights to start at 9 o'clock or whatever, then you got to make sure to get your, it's a line, little Jerry Seinfeld, tamales, the whole nine.
Well, listen, before we let you go,
the tamales line is great, is it not, Razor? That'd be you there, right?
It is the best. It is the best.
Are you going to be on TV anytime soon?
Yeah, they're going to let me go on TV tomorrow night.
Okay, so good. Because be nice, Gresh and I have a request from you. We would like you to wear the red or velvet jacket that you had on the other night.
I need that Mel Torme jacket.
We need to wear that one.
You can't do that twice in a series. I know, it loses the effect.
I know.
So it is rough.
Put a turtleneck with it.
Well, don't you have something out of the Don Cherry collection that you could wear that would stand out?
I do have one on order, and I haven't got it, which would stand out a little more.
On order? What do you
mean? I don't know why I don't have it. It's actually not really on order. I don't know why, now that you said that, I just realized that I did get, but... did get another one, but I don't have it. I don't really have much, but I will be. The problem is, too, guys, listen, this is the other issue I have, is a couple of them are like blue and colorful, but I feel like I can't wear blue in this period. Is that reasonable?
No, agreed.
I can't really go blue with like a crazy blue shirt. That doesn't work in this round, I feel like.
Is there any chance that the jacket that you ordered was too colorful and that it was intercepted at the door, if you know what I mean, and then just hidden on you?
Yeah. No, my wife might have thought I have knew my poor taste and hit it. That is possible, certainly.
I love that. Knows my poor taste. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks a bunch. We appreciate the breakdown. We're looking forward to talking to you on Friday. And and you can always feel obligated or not to stop by on Friday when Foyer's got a pony up for pizza, because the Sway Man will be in.
I just saw more people agreeing with my prediction. Just saying.
Oh, here we go. Razor, thank you, Fred.
Respectable people.
Yeah. I want it loaded.
I'll text you who just tweeted, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sending it to you right now.
All this really does, Razor, is highlight Fourier's pizza obsession.
Yeah. No, exactly. He's just trying. Either way, he gets pizza out of there, right? That's his angle. Like, he makes bets for pizza, and he wins either way.
Exactly. And it's a Teflon for him with his wife. She'd be like, oh, my God, look at these pizza charges. And be like, well, I'm a bad bettor on. What am I going to do? Maybe he is smarter than we think, and he's all over it.
No, we're not giving him that credit. No way, Jose.
Thanks, Razor. Appreciate you, bud. Talk to you soon.
Guys, enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Go. Thank you.
I just sent it to you. I just sent you the name. I sent you the tweet.